On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Duduzile Zuma Sambutla has been released on warning in the Durban Magistrates Court. The 42-year-old has been charged with inciting terrorism and public violence during the July 2021 riots. Newswatch's Nishera Sudhial reports.
Zuma Sambudla smiled in the dock wearing black and an MK party duk. Her father, former President Jacob Zuma, sat behind along with her twin brother Duduzane and senior MK party members including Floyd Shivambu. During the bail application, the MK MP's lawyer Dali Mpofu read out an affidavit in which Zuma Sambudla accuses the state of clutching at straws in a bid to prosecute her in what she calls a politically motivated attack. She's confirmed making posts on her social media account during the unrest, but she believes the state cannot prove they were the fuel behind the riots. She's told the court the social media comments were triggered by the arrest of her father. State prosecutor Yuri Gangai indicated the state was not opposed to bail as they didn't see Zuma Sambudla as a flight risk, that she had been cooperating with the four-year-long investigation. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
The South African Weather Service has confirmed a ransom demand was made when its services were hacked over the weekend, but it's given no specifics on the amount. Since the security breach on Sunday, teams have been working to fully restore operations. The agency says so far its email and telephone systems are up and running again. SAR spokesperson Oba Sekgwale says meteorological services have not been interrupted by the security breach.
Weather products for marine and aviation are being provided via email, and so are the daily forecasts to media houses and disaster management authorities. In addition, the forecasts are being disseminated through social media platforms as the organization's website remains down.
Hamas is preparing to free more hostages in the Gazan city of Khan Yunus in its fragile ceasefire deal with Israel. A 20-year-old female soldier who was released earlier has been reunited with her family. Two other Israeli captives and five Thai nationals are being freed in exchange for over 100 Palestinian prisoners. Sky's Middle East correspondent Alistair Bancall is in Jerusalem.
On both sides, a feeling of celebration every day that we see of scenes like this, but on both sides also there remains a degree of determination, grit and anger that this war has not been resolved conclusively in the favour of one side or the other.
The top story this hour, Duduzile Zuma Sambudla has been released on warning in the Durban Magistrates Court. The 42-year-old has been charged with inciting terrorism and public violence during the July 2021 riots. Go to ecr.co.za for more local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.